So as I mentioned, I'm Father Jerry Govero. It's great to be here. Just welcome anybody who may be visiting this weekend. Drive safely and be careful on the waterways. I'm getting to know Father Balamu a little bit more and Father Stephen. I've met Father Balan when Father Tom was still here. But I'm getting to understand when he asked you to celebrate Mass, you preach too. So good tip to remember. I was here last weekend, as I mentioned, and my dad celebrated his birthday on Tuesday, and then I met Tuesday afternoon the rest of the community. I'm in a community, as I mentioned, the Companions of the Cross in Ottawa. And this time of year, we always have our annual community days. And recently, the last few years, we've been meeting at a retreat center in Ogdensburg, New York. So you drive down the 401 to Prescott, you go over to the bridge to the good old US of A. And we met for the week, and I came back here Friday afternoon to visit my father again and see some familiar faces. And during the week, we have talks, lots of prayer, praying the rosary, Eucharistic adoration, celebrating a Mass, and plenty of free time as well to just reconnect, because some of the brother priests are in Houston, Texas, and Detroit, and our seminarians go to Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit, so it's a good time to talk about things and discuss church things, if you will. And if there's one thing I can say today, having looked at the readings and just seeing what's going on in the world, I just want to reaffirm that God is close to us. We go through life at times and we think he's out there, you know, spinning the world around and having a coffee or whatever, you know, but God is close to us. He has not abandoned us. He has not abandoned you. Especially, as I mentioned, there may be times in our life when we think, where is he? But he wants us to call upon his name. You know that beautiful prayer, God help me. It works. In the gospel today, Jesus says, Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. Jesus was good at that, eh? He was able to call a spade, wasn't he? This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their hearts are far from me. So I was thinking, well, what can we do, especially in these times, to draw close to the Lord? Well, Scripture says, draw close to me, and I will draw close to you. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to us. I want to encourage you to remain faithful, especially in these challenging times. Remain faithful. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Guard our hearts. Be careful what we read about the church from the secular media. Be very, very careful. There are some beautiful Catholic websites that will keep us on the straight and narrow, which will truly enable us to keep our eyes on Jesus, to guard our hearts. It's not what goes in, it's what comes out. And most of the times, it's what comes out of our mouth. So James, book of James, chapter 3, has a beautiful couple of verses that talk about the wickedness of the tongue. So it's true, right? Bite your tongue. So if the word of God goes in, let it filter through to seal it on our hearts. Be faithful. Remain faithful. Draw close to God. I want to encourage you to make Sunday the first day of the week, the best day of the week, by attending Sunday Mass. It's beautiful to see you here this morning. children and parents and the elderly. My dad's here. He's turned 98 on Tuesday. He had a couple of rough days there a few weeks ago, but I remember my father being very, very faithful all his life. We lived across the street. I used to help him deliver TVs and things like that. And every time we drove by the church back in the 70s, the late 70s, and it was often common for men to wear like a hat or whatever, you know, he'd always tip his hat in reverence to the Lord Jesus in the tabernacle, the Blessed Sacrament. Do your best to attend Sunday Mass and even weekday Mass. Make Sunday Mass a priority. Quiet personal prayer. Pray more, speak less. Reading Holy Scripture, praying the Rosary, all enabling us to draw closer to the Lord. Many people pray the Rosary every day. They pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day. Make confession a priority of cleaning our hearts of all that wicked stuff we hear about at the end of the gospel. It's kind of like spring cleaning of our hearts every time we go to confession. I try to encourage people to go once a month, whether we need it or not. And of course, if we're in serious sin, go ASAP to get cleansed and refreshed, absolved, and renewed in graces. And I just also want to touch on, as I mentioned a week ago at the 11 o'clock Mass, the Alpha program, which is coming up here in October. There's an insert in the bulletin that gives you more information, so I encourage you to take a bulletin home this weekend. These things and programs, I've been involved with four or five Alphas, and I've seen people who have practiced their faith all their life, a spark is lit, and they come even more alive in their faith and drawing closer to the Lord and Jesus revealing himself to them. And that's a beautiful prayer for us to pray today and each day. Lord, show me you're real. It works. It's a beautiful prayer for all of us. So I'm sending you home with some homework. Lord, show me you're real. That's a beautiful prayer to pray. I'll just conclude by saying we all know we're in challenging times. I want to encourage you to keep praying for each other here at the parish family. Pray for family. Pray for all your families that wherever they are throughout the world, maybe they have a relationship with the Lord, maybe they don't. Pray for them. Love them. And let them know you're praying for them and that you love them. And pray for us priests. There's beautiful priests out there. There truly is, and you know that. We had a priest in our community just celebrated 50 years of priesthood back in May. And I posted a picture on our Companion of the Cross Facebook page, and it's got close to like 350 hits, man. I'm like, wow. I've never had that many hits on a photo I'd taken, but I didn't tell anyone I took the photo, but everybody, there's so many people that have encountered Father Francis Frankovic over 50 years, and he's truly a loving priest. So pray for us priests. Pray for Father Ballon and Father Stephen, all the priests in the Archdiocese of Peterborough and our Canadian bishops. We need your prayers. You know that, and we're counting on you. Don't give up. Persevere. In the book of James, says, draw close to God, and he will draw close to you.